Hey, the Vicar's back! It's Geek Label Radio!
April Fools.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you should have like played an intro for him and everything.
Let's get it out of the way. Yeah. Oh, no. So, hi. Welcome to JRD's Weekly episode
114.
There you go. Because that's.
Is that what you're in charge of? That's the only thing? You keep track of the numbers of
well,
the
I don't know that he's in charge
that
of it.
The ideas of the shows, because I come up with like at least two thirds of them.
That is true.
Hey, an idea about Super Bowl commercials. Yeah, there's a show. Woo!
Hey!
Good job. So who are we? We're those fantastic folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. There's the thing you know and love so much.
The bell!
Stop by the forums, hit us on Facebook, Twitter, all those fun things. Yes, but this week we gather around together so we can sit around and talk about this crazy, crazy, silly day in which people make fools of each other. But why not? You'll do it, won't you, Flintstress?
Don't be a fool, you idiot!
See?
Yeah!
I wish I could say that
something.
To people sometimes.
Yeah.
Hey. The idea guy there, that's the Bruce.
I'm gonna think of an April Fool's Day joke if it takes me all week!
And who would fall for something like that?
Then they wouldn't be expecting
just a fool.
It.
Hi, I'm Billy Flynn.
I am that fool.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
That's crazy.
And that was a little loud. That's
I
okay.
I don't know how that's possible.
I have
that's
no idea.
Sound like that in pre-production.
Oh, we do pre-production?
Well, we don't do post.
Holy crap.
If you don't do post, you have to do it all ahead of time. It's just that simple. So we've got a lot of stuff that's going on, a lot of stuff we've got to talk about. So what's been going on? What you been doing geeky?
Lots of geeky stuff. Last night, we stayed up late and did a Being Human marathon and caught up on Being Human.
Which version?
The American
okay.
version.
All
yeah,
right.
Which we never did finish watching the British version, did
nope,
we?
Got it right there. It's all
yeah,
ready to
okay,
go.
Okay, one of these days, you
How
know.
How about right now?
How about we'll do the show?
Okay,
maybe in an hour.
All right.
But so we got caught up on the American version of Being Human, and I think what did we watch like 9 episodes in a row? Maybe
eight episodes.
Yeah, we're committed to television, and when we're just like, all right, we're gonna do this. So yeah, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, oh, I gotta go to work tomorrow. But we had not that when it was 11 o'clock, that was the time to make the crucial decision, right? Are we gonna finish the last two or
do
save
I
them?
Sleep or not?
Right, and I'm like, oh, it's 2 left. Let's just go ahead and knock it out. And I'm just really enjoying that show. I'm just really enjoying the character development and all the different things. And it's a very similar to the British version of the
mm-hmm.
show in yeah. a lot of ways, but it's just, it's different. It's really hot. It's really sexy. It's a good show.
Speaking of you going to work in the morning, every once in a while, I follow you on the way from one point to another when you're driving. No, we just happen to leave at the
just
same
kidding.
Time. Actually, when I'm a little bit late, I end up, you,
yeah,
end, up,
I'm
you end up
late
passing
too.
Me. Billy, your wife drives like a bat out of hell sometimes.
I do
Tell
not.
Me something.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
Tell me something. I drive Whatever. Fast and I get passed by you.
Tell me something I do not know.
I'm going with the flow of traffic. Thank you very much.
You're trying to find the next flow like 8 flows up. Okay, you are on this rip current that's just flying through.
Whatever.
So yeah, that means you have the fear. That's fine.
The fear.
Apparently.
A fear of what?
Well, of speed.
Oh, the fear of speed?
Yes.
I don't have the need for it, though.
With lots of other people who are also speeding.
There's no one else. It's just you.
I know where the cops hide.
Okay, that'll
See,
buy.
That's two. There's
that. I'll go with that one.
You have an app for that?
I got an app. No, but you almost did.
Almost.
Yeah.
Didn't they take that app down with the speed traps? I think they did.
There's some
Dude,
like
there's
user,
several. There's several.
Like
oh, okay.
user
there was one.
People post to one yeah. another kinds of things, and you know, it's not really like a radar detector, and it's not really like you
Can't
can see exactly
radar.
Where it is,
yeah,
you
yeah.
know. But there's some kind of apps. There's traffic apps, and there's things that are coming up. So yeah.
it basically, you know, it doesn't work where we are anyway because it needs people to go, hey, saw a cop, kind of thing.
In other words, you have need more than 4 people who have an
you know, they,
iPhone or
they,
something.
They have one, you know, they have one that has traffic cams and stuff. So like, if you're in DC or someplace like that
yeah.
you know oh well, yeah that would be a very handy thing because people would be posting that quite frequently. You would get updates. It would be the cheap ass gamer of speed traps is what
yeah.
it would be.
So when I first got my phone, I was all like app happy, you know, oh that should be a word, app happy.
Okay. I'm app happy.
You are kind of, but so Flint's got
on,
his new
app
phone
happy.
And he's been pretty app happy. He's been going crazy
no,
getting
I've
on the app
streamlining
because he's got a smartphone and he's making his life
you
easier
like mainlining. How many apps have you got now?
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't
Is
tell you.
It over or under 100?
It is under 100.
Okay. All right.
It is under 100. But
maybe.
No, they definitely are.
Okay.
Definitely. You can go count them right now. Get my phone. Where is my phone?
Where's your phone?
It's not like at your
No,
disposal.
It's not. See, look at there. It's not right here. Oh, my God. It's not. it just has a lot of really cool things to it.
Yeah, know? No, mm-hmm. It really does. It's just that, you know, I got a lot of crap for being app happy when I first got my phone.
No, you got a lot of crap for playing Angry Birds all the time and checking Facebook.
Speaking of Facebook, if you haven't already gotten the update, I think it doesn't necessarily do it automatically. Depending on your settings, you may have to manually go for the update. But the Droid Facebook app has changed, and it's better, I think. Like, the amount that you can see on the home screen is better.
Okay.
The one I have is fantastic.
Yeah, that's the one that I have now, too.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad you finally got something cool.
She got the update.
Well, Gamefly had... This is why this happened. Gamefly's... I get Gamefly.
Yeah, I know.
So, email, they have an app. And it's got a barcode on it, so
a QR barcode. You just hold your phone up to
and got the app.
Phone up to the computer, got the app.
So I mean, why not? Why would I not do that?
That's great.
Yeah, well, like we were doing, and I'll get to this in a second. What is it? Shazam. If you hold, it listens to anything that it can hear, so you can hold it up to the TV, and it'll take you to the website for Being Human while Being Human is on
TV.
Oh,
wow. Oh, good God.
Yeah, it can hear
the
dialogue.
It knows that it's on the soundtrack.
It knows what it is,
uh-huh.
And then it'll take you to the website for that. And there's a big cross-promotion with Being Human, so there's all these like games and different things that you can get to. But just in general, it can listen for and then take you to the site.
I downloaded an app today for a grocery list because I hate taking the stupid thing
the piece of paper and writing it down
because,
and then putting it in your pocket.
Well, because on the phone, not only do you have to keep up with a pin, but you can move things in order. So if you remember in your head like the layout of your store, mm-hmm. you can put them so you don't get all the way to milk and be like, oh, damn it.
I forgot peanut butter.
Exactly.
Let me go back 8 aisles.
Right.
Exactly. So that was kind
of
cool.
Because you make the list in the order that you think of it.
Yes.
But you'd really, mm-hmm. but it'd be really convenient to rearrange it in the order that you know it's going to come.
Yeah.
So what's funny about this particular silly little app is, yes, you type stuff in, but it's got a search engine of typing stuff specifically to products and types because that's what it's for.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can use your barcode scanner.
Right. So you can
so
scan,
you use the last one,
scan the items in your fridge and be like, okay, I need more. Barcode scan it, and then it's on your list.
I'm waiting for my
that
fridge.
That is the freaking future, and that is so awesome.
I am waiting for my fridge to be able to tell me I'm out of eggs.
They can do that.
It does that.
They can do that.
They've got fridges that do that.
I mean, they're like $5,000.
Yeah, mine.
But they can't do that.
I'm waiting for it.
So if you think about that, there's one. Apparently, there is a separate app now that we're talking about silly little apps. But there's a separate one for a shopping list that the whole family can have. So no matter who's out, you can look at this, you know, just running,
the current
list, of
running
stuff,
list of stuff. Uh-huh. That you
and you
need
can
to get
it. And when you buy it and mark it, it goes to everybody's list, gets updated.
Don't buy toilet paper.
See,
we have 24 rolls.
No, but we could do that in a Google Doc if we really wanted to.
So
you and your Google Doc.
I'm just saying, we could. We could. A Google Doc spreadsheet of all the stuff we ever need.
So, yeah. Yes, I have been getting quite a few apps lately, but they've all been specifically for things that I will be using. I've got a video editor.
You're not just going around downloading every single free app that exists.
I found a video editor for phone videos, so it's like a basic phone video, so you can trim and stuff. So I was thinking, you know, some...
Because your phone takes like HD video.
It takes 720 HD video, so it's pretty decent, so somewhere it can be a quick little camera, and we can trim videos real quick.
And then you can download it onto the computer and upload it to the website.
You can upload it to YouTube and Facebook and stuff directly. So, mm-hmm.
Directly from the phone. Yeah.
So I've been looking at stuff to see what's possible. Yes, I did get the Bic Lighter app, which was silly. But...
Yeah.
and the Star Wars lightsaber app.
And the Star Wars lightsaber
and
app.
And the beer app.
The beer app?
The one you pour it tips and it looks like you're pouring a beer.
No, actually,
you don't have that one?
I do not have
that.
Okay. I do not have that.
You know, we're not going like totally crazy, silly, app happy, but... You know, I'm glad that you're enjoying your
Remember
phone, and
how
it's
you,
really pretty and
someone
gorgeous.
Had to get you a book. You're like, you know, a book for apps.
Which I still, sorry, Anna,
there's
which
an app
I still
for that.
I still haven't cracked open the book, but every now and
it's
then I just
cool
kind of browse around
but,
in the market when I'm somewhere.
I'm like, you know, I want this. What's out there that can do it? What's out there that's close to it?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, going back and speaking of QR readers, I was actually doing this science project with a school this last couple of days, and on one of the boxes he had put a big QR code for the wiki for the project, the website with the project.
Uh-huh.
So if the kid had a smartphone, they could, you know, read the QR code and then get the information on their phone. So, but we went down to the James River and we collected samples and macroinvertebrates and species. I didn't even know this. Did you know that you could tell the pollution level of the water depending on what kind of macroinvertebrates you can find? It makes sense, right? Because like certain kinds of beings can exist where there's lots of pollution. Certain kinds of beings cannot.
Yeah.
So if you see the one type versus the other type, you can kind of get an indication of the pollution of the river. And it was really a cool project. It wasn't with kids from my school. It was kids from a different school, but I just kind of got, there was like this all, hey, we need some help. Anybody want to do this? And I'm like, yeah. Ooh, science, science, me. So I had a volunteer.
Gets me out of the school with yeah. my
Pardon
morons
me,
and
there's
deals with
science
other...
to be done.
Right.
Yes.
Excuse me, you got to go do some science. You know, so
I can't stop now. There's science up ahead.
Fun. It was ridiculously fun. Even the kids were a little bit bratty or whatever. It was just so much fun. I forgot how much I loved
science. Did you
take
the bratty ones and push them in the mud?
Okay. And I forgot. And I saved this. I saved this for the show. I did not push anyone into the mud. But
Trip.
Today,
however,
with about 10 minutes left, right? We did this all day yesterday, all day today. The last 10 minutes, somebody fell in the river.
Yes!
They had this like big, scoop netting to try to get samples, and I was like, okay, the teachers were letting them kind of go down there too much, and I was like, there were parent chaperones, and I was just kind of like, look, I'm not in charge of this, I'm just here, but this is not
a
good
idea.
I'm
just a victim.
Boom! Splash! Right in the river. It was awesome.
One
of the parents actually had like brought a change of clothes just in case they because it was sort of rainy and not really great weather or whatever.
Yeah, well.
But it was really fun to go on a field trip, to go outside, to do some science, to work with some kids, to hear their conversations. They're like, oh, hey, look what I found. Come look at this one under the microscope. And it was just plain awesome. It was really, really geeky and really, really fun. And I was glad that I got an opportunity to do it.
I wonder if there's a microscope app.
Well, ooh.
Well, ooh. I don't. It's.
I mean, you got cameras. So it's
good,
like Zoom. You know,
yeah.
Zooming digital.
Exactly, a digital Zoom.
You know,
a high resolution digital Zoom.
Yeah, it'd be kind of.
If I had my phone, I could check. But since it doesn't have to be on me at all times,
well.
I only have.
Damn.
It's not even sitting. It's not even. Mine's not on me either.
I didn't say it was.
Yeah, but you looked at her. My God,
and
you threw daggers with your eyes.
I did have to touch my pockets to make sure that I didn't have it on me, but that's okay.
That's the fun thing.
Whatever. It's handy.
Because see, she can't get outraged immediately because it's
hang on, I got to check.
Wait, wait, wait.
It's got a good chance of being true.
Whatever.
Oh, wait a minute.
I even turned off my ringer.
I turned off mine. Yeah,
right. That's how I remember.
I have no idea if mine's off or not because
we'll find out.
I had the settings for the old phone set specifically, and I keep forgetting that I don't always have them set that way for this.
Yes. So the science field trip was really super, super fun. You took some video on your phone when we
yep.
were at roller derby. I had a roller derby bout. I know you probably feel like all I ever talk about is roller derby, but we had an away bout in Harrisonburg over the weekend.
Okay.
And my shoulder's feeling tons better. I played, but I didn't play a lot because I still wasn't at 100%,
yeah.
you know, with my shoulder or whatever.
It was an odd match.
Yeah. The team we're playing against, you know, they're almost at our level, but they're not quite. But they really consider us their rivals. So they were like really hungry to like beat us.
Okay.
And they had some really hard hitters and it was a good game, but we won like, what was it? 133-98, I think.
133-98. I took a picture of the scoreboard as well.
Good.
And edited yes. with my...
with your app.
No, okay. With my Photoshop for my phone.
Okay.
So, totally different.
See?
Let's get these
it's a completely different app then.
It is. Actually, it is.
I'm going to see if I can sell App Happy to Apple.
You better have done it before this gets posted or else someone stole it. So.
Damn it, people. Okay,
well,
I've got
hours.
Like 45 minutes. Okay. Total train of thought. Pew.
Well, once you start
get
seeing those dollar signs.
Yeah.
I know, right? Ooh, I got crazy.
Well, everybody's making some moves like that, you know.
Yeah, so roller derby's doing really well. If you want to see the schedule, like if you want to see if I'm going to ever be playing in your area, it's rivercityrollergirls.org. I don't know that I really say that all that often. And there's a schedule link there. We're also going to be playing in Philadelphia, which is recently added, and I think we're even going up to like Rhode Island. So wherever y'all are, yeah, I don't
say
know.
Say hi to Sam.
So we're going
to
that. Yeah, sure. So we've got lots of people in the Philly area, so hopefully I'll share some more details about that when it gets a little closer to the day.
Also follow them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. River City Roller Girls on Facebook. That would be a really
good
idea.
If you're on Facebook now and you're like, oh God, you want to go look for our website? Gosh.
Yeah. And we have a fundraiser coming up at Cheeburger. But I think it's on like the South Side. So I'm like, I don't know anybody who lives on the South Side, but whatever.
You know people who live in Philadelphia, but not the South Side.
Quite frankly, yes.
Yeah. I know. I just find that a little
Monday,
ironic.
Monday.
Well, we're not from here. You know, I don't know.
Monday, April 4th.
Monday, April 4th. Yeah.
Yes.
So TV and on movies. We watch Castle. Did you see the
yes.
recent episode
yes.
of Castle? That's kind of interesting, you know, where the DA is covering up for his cronies and.
Yeah. Well, for his benefactors and such. But, you know, as soon as you turn it on and. Bruce Davison's on there. It's like, oh, he's involved somehow.
Right. Well, you know, if you get an actor who's been in like lots of other things.
But the thing is, he's been in so many things. where he is the bad guy or he's somewhere involved in the nefarious actions, that as soon as you see him, it's like, oh, yeah, he's involved somehow.
Yeah, he's the bad guy. Got it.
Yeah.
Because who was he in the X-Men? He was like Eric something?
He was the senator.
Right, the senator. I was trying to remember his name.
Senator Kelly.
Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. He was a bad guy.
Well, yeah, he wanted to, you know, pass the mutant registration.
Right. Now I remember. That's what I was thinking of him from. But yeah, otherwise I thought it was a pretty good
episode. And that's where a lot of people do. So especially now you're like, oh, hey.
Yeah, yeah. Bad guy alert.
Did a ton of things and, you know.
Exactly.
He's going to be remembered for X-Men. So good for you. Hey. Worst things to be remembered for.
Absolutely.
This is true.
Outsource. This was the one where Manmeet makes a video, you know, to send to his girlfriend. It was cute. It's a cute little show. I mean, it wouldn't have enough legs, I don't think, to stand on its own. But Outsource, I think, works well in its block of comedy.
It's community.
Yeah, yeah. Community was okay. I mean, you know,
I really liked this one. It's an episode of Community that I think is going to be overall funnier the second time you watch it because there's a twist.
A twist.
There is a twist. And the twist itself makes you experience the episode in a different way than you would knowing what the twist is. So I think it's going to be a funnier episode the second time it's watched.
So
and I
you
love
need
it
to
for
experience
that.
It on weed?
I don't think so. I enjoyed it just fine. But thank you for your Jon Stewart impression.
What did you see? Half baked
recently?
No.
On your geeky
screen? No. Like, every time you say this, like, but have you seen it on weed?
Which is how you should see Mr.
Most
Rogers'
everything.
Neighborhood.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Little trolley card.
It explains weird. Why he's so mellow.
The moments in Community that were the best is anytime Chang and Troy have any kind of interaction at all. It's comedy gold.
It is.
Comedy gold. Even if it was just for like 30 seconds, they need to have... I mean, Troy and Abed, you know, obviously riff off one another and have these really fun moments. But Troy and Chang is a kind of untapped source.
And considering that it was... they were in Pulp Fiction attire at the time.
Oh, yeah. I saw the previous...
Pulp Fiction surprise party. Good times.
Yep.
Good times.
Parks and Rec, they had their big idea camping trip. Andy steals the show on this one.
Yeah.
The, you know, the bumbling kind of guy. He's always just so cute.
The shoeshine
awesome.
Guy who keeps changing the name of his band.
They're from the Harvest Festival. I'm trying to remember what it was. He was like, Dibs, new band name. It's so funny. What is it? It's like Mouse Rat?
Yes. Mouse Rat. Mouse Rat. Band. They keep changing it from that, but then he keeps deciding.
Changing it back.
Once, even on stage, after introducing himself, like, no, screw that. We are Mouse Rat.
Hey, we came to see whoever.
This was a big week on The Office. Michael finally proposed to Holly.
And he announced that he's leaving.
Yes.
And is he leaving, like, the next episode, possibly?
I thought he was going through the end of the season.
I believe he's... See...
I don't think he is.
I think it's in a lesser capacity, but I believe he is with us through the end of the season because... Mm-hmm. I don't want to throw
Steve
out any
Carell's
spoilers
contract.
For you, but they're saying Will Ferrell's joining. Well, I think Will Ferrell's like one, maybe two episodes before they get whoever it is they're going to get.
Yeah, there's no way Will Ferrell is permanently joining the cast of The Office.
So some names thrown out there. Will Arnett was the only one that I wanted to listen to.
I do love Will Arnett.
He would fit well with
he
that
He might be the only thing that could keep me watching that show.
Because... Other than that, I mean, it was a fun little time, but there's there's a reason the original British version
was,
you know,
6 episodes long.
Essentially, you know, there was a story and they told it and
the arc was complete.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. I just don't want them to drag it on just to drag it on. Yep. You know, it's
a TV show being dragged on for additional just seasons just to make money?
That would
that
never happen, would it, X-Files?
2 and a Half Men.
Smallville. Okay.
Yeah, keep thinking that.
Mm. We watched Hot Tub Time Machine. Finally.
Love that film. That was a great film.
It was pretty fun.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
It's Dougal. A good time.
Hey, I Dougled it.
You know. Lugal.
Yeah. Oh, Lugal. Lugal. Right.
You know, if you watched, you know, the type of 80s movies that they go back in time to.
Yeah.
Then, you know, there's a lot of stuff there for you.
Oh, yeah. You have to be over 20 years old to get this film.
Yeah. Really. It plays to a very specific audience.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know...
Say anything, and
it's a good time.
Yes,
it's like, what did I say? I said it was like six pants.
Six and a half.
I want to get
into
like six pants because it's just a fun time, and I would watch it if it was on a lot. I love Chevy Chase, oddly enough.
Yeah,
I really love the idea that he is Doctor Who as a janitor who never admits it.
Yeah,
was really kind of cool. It gave credence to this very silly idea. Somehow Chevy Chase balanced out a silly idea. I don't know how I could possibly.
Yeah,
it ain't Fletch, but you know, hey.
It was fun. There were definitely times where it was just kind of, I don't know, a little bit like, okay, yeah, we get it. You know, okay, you've done it. Now let's move on. But it was fun.
Impregnates the mom.
Yeah, that was just wrong.
That was so wrong.
Wrong.
Hurry up, he's almost gone.
God.
It's disgusting. You're like an animal.
Oh, wow. Are you okay there?
Did you hit my head on the mic? No, what did I hit?
You hit your
the microphone. I hit the
headphone to the microphone.
Headphone to the microphone. Thank you.
Phone on phone action.
Woohoo! There's an app for that.
Right here.
We also played a little bit more You Don't Know Jack.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And that was pretty fun. Did I win one or no? I haven't won.
You
I
did
won
win.
Once.
You did win.
I've won like one time.
Yes.
Two times, maybe. But
something
yeah,
like
most
that.
Of the time, Flynn wins.
Woo!
And that Jack attack at the end. It's like, whew, you got to be quick. And you try to jump the gun and it tries to trick you.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
It does try to
trick
you.
Oh, yeah. It knows, it knows you're trying to jump the gun on it.
In case you know this answer, here's the one you might guess at it as well.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And then when you get like two or three wrong to get one right, it screws you over so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, that's not a positive game there.
No.
Because you're losing 4,000 every time.
Because, yeah, okay, one time I won, and the other time I lost, Flynn had like 5,700, and I had negative 28,000.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
Yep. The one time
I just kept getting them wrong.
The one time I was playing You Don't Know Jack on the PC, and you could jump in before the answers came up
in
that version. And it says, well, Mr. Smarty Pants, do you think you know the answer? One time I actually did know the answer, typed it in, and they went, well, oh, okay, well, fine. You got it then. And then you got and another time I dropped in, I dropped the F-bomb on it, and it went, what? You at you too, and it just went crazy, and it dropped my score by about 100,000 points.
That's awesome.
What and I did was wrong, but I'd do it again.
And every once in a while, it would remember that I gave it the F bomb and said, "Oh yeah, by the way, here's some more points to lose."
Wow,
that's pretty fun.
That is.
I did that once. I was like, "Oh, that's so cool."
That's pretty fun. We also watched American Dad. That just made me think about that too, with Stan marking his territory, and yeah, that was
he pissed on the couch.
God,
that was
character
wrong.
Of everything and The Simpsons, which I can't even really remember.
See exactly.
Yeah, that's why it's The Simpsons. It's
something with Mr. Burns and
something.
Oh, with the hot air balloon at the beginning was a little bit funny.
The hot air balloon at the beginning was kind of funny.
It was a little bit funny. Then I don't remember what the episode
nope,
was about.
No idea.
At all.
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
I'm trying to think of what else. I have some other stuff on my list. Hold on.
just have to think about it. All you got to do is read it.
Yeah. So we've been looking ahead to Dragon Con, and there's like guests that are. This is not part of my.
No, probably not. No.
Okay. Well, then maybe later.
Hey,
but it
hey.
Happened. It happened in my Geekiest Week.
The?
Fine. I just got cut off.
Yeah. All-Star Superman.
You didn't
finally
get the crickets.
Finally saw All-Star Superman. It's a good story. It's a mix of smaller stories. Some were kind of fun. Watching Clark Kent follow Lex Luthor through the prison and saving his life while not giving away the secret there with Superman. That was kind of entertaining. The whole, hey, I've been gone for 2 months. Why is all the Kryptonians taking over? That was kind of stupid.
Okay.
I didn't like that story at all. It was random. Really, really was. It's still entertaining. Seven pants.
Do they do the entire run of the comic?
Know. I don't know.
Well, is there a resolution to the overall plot line?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Goes into the sun.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Well, yeah. I didn't ask for the ending. I just asked if there was a resolution.
But the thing is, I don't know. I didn't read
spoiler
the original.
Spoiler alert.
I didn't read the original, so I don't know. Is that how it ends?
Well, I just meant the fact that he was dying.
Yes.
So was there a resolution to the overall plot line? The overall plot line should have been him dying, as long as there was a resolution to that.
He doesn't die.
I didn't. Okay, stop. Just keep talking. Just go on. You're not getting me at all. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's go VCU. The cheering on of VCU. Suck it. What?
Here's why this is a good thing for me.
Yes.
Because my bracket has long since been really hurt.
Yeah.
There's only one thing that can help me at all in my bracket.
What's that?
And that's UConn. UConn has to win.
Beat Kentucky.
They have to win the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
Because every other team that I have set for these spots.
Yeah.
Were eliminated. So UConn is the only one. But the thing that's helping is the more VCU wins,
yeah.
the more it destroys everyone else who I'm against bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they've already lost Kansas. You know, they've already lost some of the teams that they said were going to win. So UConn winning and VCU winning helps me as long as UConn wins the whole thing. So, yes, well, I'm very proud to support the Rams right now.
I can cheer for you, but to a certain point. I watched both games over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Definitely watched them.
The game versus Florida State was just, oh, you got to be kidding. Was that good? Overtime? Son of a... Yeah, that's one of those days where you're sitting on the you're just chomping at the. Why are you just?
I'm over it.
Your team's out.
I'm done. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just that all these people have come out of the woodworks like VCU, and like 3 weeks ago weren't proud of VCU, like went the VCU. It's like the whole entire city is on VCU crack, and I'm just sick of hearing about it. I'm sick of seeing it on Facebook. I'm sick of VCU. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for them. I'm sick of it. I just don't want to hear about it anymore.
After next weekend, you won't have to.
Well, it's just, you know, fair weather fans are always annoying.
Yes.
And it's really annoying when they're like right there. Because they're like right there.
I understand that. But if VCU does win, City of Richmond's going to explode.
You think?
Yeah. They'll have to use even more tear gas than they did for the last time.
What is it?
I don't know. They have to be almost burnt out because, I mean, like,
oh, no.
There's been parties and parties, you know, I mean, I understand it's college. I mean, you know, whatever. This is just an average weekend.
I know that you understand that.
they'll find an excuse to have a party, and this is a very good excuse.
Good or bad, could we just please not destroy the city? Please, could we please do that?
Yes.
Because
hopefully.
For the love of God. That is just stupid.
Especially where the campus is. That area is all effed up anyway.
It's not how you celebrate. You don't celebrate through destruction.
By flipping over cars.
Okay?
No, you don't do that. Don't light the fires. No.
I don't care which team wins anywhere ever. Every time I hate this, I flipping hate seeing, oh, and they won, the celebrations in the street. The death toll was under 30.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's not how you celebrate anything like that. You just don't.
And I thought I didn't like playing video games with you. Gosh.
How many times have you ever played video games with me?
63.
Right. Not even close.
Okay. Do you have an exact number?
5.
That's not true.
It's not 63.
Somewhere between those two numbers. Keep going.
Okay. I want to give a shout out to Amir Sadala for his win at UFC's Fight Night on Saturday night. Good job.
Yay!
He's from Richmond. And
you know who won that, don't you?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I know that.
Okay, that's cool.
Because I care.
Did he go to VCU?
No, but he actually is from Richmond. So he's a Richmond local. Haven't seen a lot of
TV
lately.
Sick of Richmond, too. Sick of the whole city of Richmond.
Wow.
Good God.
Everyone's like, oh, it's so great to be from Richmond. And oh, it must be really crazy to be down there right now. No, it's not. It's the same as it ever was every single day.
Apparently, it is a little crazy you right now.
Yes.
Apparently.
It's a crazy Richmond-hating time for you.
Wow.
Wow.
Just over it.
Okay.
My God.
See, I'm from North Carolina. There's always somebody around who's winning something.
Yeah.
You know,
probably.
College basketball.
Won't be football.
not this year.
It's not football, but. It's never football.
No. You're talking college football.
I'm talking any football.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I seem to remember the Panthers in the Super Bowl.
They didn't. No, you don't.
No, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I bet you.
All right, let's move
on.
Go
ahead. Let's put some money on it.
Read your list.
All right. I attempted to do a CPR class the other day, last Saturday. No, yeah, it was last Saturday. Set up for my work from Gold's Gym. My instructors were the Hanover County Rescue Squad, you know, members. Here's where this story goes a little awry. I didn't know that they were currently on duty.
Okay.
They come in, they set the thing up, they're like, all right, let's go. And all their alarms go off. They were literally on duty. They got called to a fire.
Wow.
So you had to reschedule or you couldn't take your class?
Yeah, we didn't even start the class. Literally, the words out of their mouth was, all right, let's get this started. And all their alarms went off. Yes, my CPR class was canceled due to a fire.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that was...
It doesn't happen every day.
No, it doesn't. And hopefully it won't happen the next time whenever they happen to reschedule it for, because I need my CPR card back in 2 months.
That, you know, would make you some kind of weird fire-causing bad luck.
The thing is, I wouldn't start a fire just to get a CPR class. Let me take my test, get my card,
and then I'll start
a fire.
Okay.
Give them something to do afterwards.
Priorities. You had to go all the way there and then not have the class.
Yeah, exactly.
Priorities.
And the thing is, I actually had to take my daughter to her first job interview, my son to the first day of orientation of his job, which was a good 23 miles away from each other, and then go to my CPR class, which wasn't being held. Then I had to come back. I was like, oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
But just the death of a Saturday.
Wonk, wonk.
Oh, and the Panthers did go to Super Bowl 38, and they lost to the Patriots. That's 2004.
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Oh, yes, they did.
Okay.
Okay.
So
you done? Are you done? I didn't say they won. Said they went to the Super Bowl. Are you done?
No.
I accept your apology. Keep talking.
Yeah, the apology happens all talking. The time. Talking. You're right. I am talking.
I can edit you.
You don't
boys,
do post.
Boys, boys, boys.
You do post.
Let Bruce finish his geeky sweek.
That's been my geeky sweek. Go ahead.
You were really done?
Yeah, I was. Let me finish. Okay.
So, did you see the redone Wonder Woman outfit?
Yes, I saw it today.
Better colors?
Well, the boots were a different color.
The boots are red.
The boots are red.
And it's not the shiny plastic blue.
Yeah, but they look like jeggings, kind of.
It's close. They got stars on the side now.
Yeah.
It's close.
It's better.
It's still, you know, I think they're doing this intentionally. I really think that all this, you know, stupid bad stuff is so they're disguising the fact they're coming out with this awesome show. This isn't really the costume. This is the one she starts off with as like this homage to the 70s. And then David E. Kelly just goes, huzzah, and shows us this amazing show. It's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
That's what I keep.
That's
you know,
your hope.
I
that's
keep
your
crossing
dream.
My finger. Keep crossing
she doesn't
my
look like Wonder Woman to me.
No, not in the slightest.
She's about, 5 inches too short?
She's not imposing.
No.
And the good picture would be the first picture of Mercury from orbit. Huh?
Saw that
today. That was awesome.
I saw one picture. I didn't see. Yeah. Was there only one?
Well, there was. That was like the one.
Okay.
As soon as that happened, I posted it there on Facebook and stuff, and it was just boom. It was there.
So it's Mercury's profile picture now?
Yes. Yes, it is.
From the side? You got its good side.
Hello, how are you? Did you see the trailer for the new Red versus Blue? New season.
No.
Oh, it's awesome.
I got to catch up on that. I really
do. It's like this freelance agency. It's before, you just have to see it because the whole time you're going to be sitting there going, how is this Red versus Blue? And then you're going to see how it's Red versus Blue and you're going to be like, oh my God, this is going to be brilliant because they're awesome. So something that wasn't brilliant, we also stayed up late and watched a DOA, Dead or Alive movie.
Oh, yeah. I saw 12 seconds of this.
It was on right after basketball. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on right after basketball, and I was like, wow. And she didn't remember seeing this, and I swear, I know I've seen it.
I have not seen it.
So maybe you weren't in there. It's not any good. You know, you know the Dead or Alive fighting games.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the five chicks. Yeah.
You know how that it's really all about sculpting these women and watching their boobs bounce?
Yeah, it's
however,
the jiggle factor.
It's disguised under a really, really good fighting game.
Yeah.
Okay, the movie takes this concept, gets it wrong, and doesn't have the really, really good fighting game.
They do have the beach volleyball scene.
They do have a beach volleyball
okay,
sequence.
Okay, and that's what's important.
It really is.
With the ass pan.
There's an ass pan moment. Jamie Presley is Tina from Dead or Alive, the American cowboy girl.
Otherwise, the cast isn't probably anybody you've ever heard of.
Kasumi, I do know her name, Devon Okoye, something like that, I want to say it is. But she sees her, and the first thing you say is...
Her boobs aren't big enough. Because Kasumi has, I mean, they all have exaggerated cartoon.
But Kasumi
whatever
is like, you know, the poster child for this.
Right.
She Kicks like, High is,
right.
Yeah, so, is from that.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a good movie. It's a ridiculous movie. Eric Roberts is the villain, so come on.
Oh, that can't be good.
In a martial arts flick,
He's
the villain.
Yeah.
He has sunglasses that can download the fighting styles of all of the different...
Don't give it away. That's the big secret.
Oh.
And that's what it's all been about. The movie is not cheesy enough to really be good. They took all the stuff. I mean, to be quite honest, they are quite faithful to many things from the game. Settings, specific stages, the way characters look. It's better than Van Damme's Street Fighter.
Oh, good.
But it's not really saying much, is it?
It was almost a parody.
It was almost a parody of it, which doesn't work for anybody.
But in the bad
way. It wasn't funny enough to be a parody.
Right.
It had its moments.
Stop just short of being
a parody. If you were drinking with your buddies and it was on, you'd watch it and laugh at it.
Okay.
Then had that going for
you. Yeah.
Next time
that'll
happen. Worlds better than Beyond Sherwood Forest, starring Erica Durance and Julius Sands is in it. Apparently, when they were young, she knew Robin Hood, and they had this, you know, cosmical, mischievous thing. She's Maid Marian's, what I'm trying to tell you. And there's this evil creature the Sheriff of Nottingham has that can change its appearance almost chameleon-like and form monsters and stuff. And that's not cheesy enough at any level. Not at all. Just not at all. Not at all. Tell me you saw Brave and the Bold this past week.
No.
This is the one that finally had Superman.
Okay.
See, you know, Brave and the Bold, it's Superman.
Yeah.
Anyway, so since this is sort of a 50s-ish sort of Batman,
yeah,
this Superman is Silver Age Superman. But they know what all the people on the internet have been doing. Because Superman starts acting like a bad person. It's almost the Superman 3 sort of thing going on.
The red kryptonite.
You've got Lois, you've got Jimmy talking to Perry because of how he's been acting. And Jimmy goes, Superman, he's a dick. And Lois jumps in, totally different person. So Superman is a dick is not quite what they said. They literally show him burning a present from Jimmy, you know, with this heat vision like from Super Dickory, which was outstanding. Jimmy says, no, Superman is no pal of mine. Lois talks about when she saw him and he was talking crazy about getting revenge for all the love schemes to marry her. And she's like, I've got no idea what he's talking about. There's all these Silver Age cliches about Superman in there. Jimmy Olsen gets turned into a werewolf and a genie. It's all in one 30-minute episode. And Batman and Superman have to fight.
Yes.
And it's seriously Dark Knight Returns. It's the fight. The way it happens, it's choreographed that it. I really. Sure, it's more for kids, but we discovered all this stuff as kids.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic way for them to learn it and find out about it for real.
Little homage.
I do love the Brave and the Bold show.
Okay.
So there's that. And then I watched myself Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, giant monsters all out attack. And why not? Because Crackle is a place where you can watch stuff for free, including Starving, which stars Corin Nemec and David Faustino. Well, actually, stars David Faustino and Corin Nemec comes by occasionally. But it's there. And, you know, some of these movies are free with no ads in them whatsoever. TV shows as well. Lots of fun stuff. And, yeah, there's an app for it.
Hey, where there's a theme to this show.
I don't know. It's entirely possible. And, of course, the biggest news of the week would have to be, you probably saw me talk about it on the forums and possibly Facebook in place, but they did start the filming of the remake of Plan 9 from Outer Space in Roanoke.
Yep.
And, yes, I can't talk completely about it now, but get ready to see someone on a movie cover. And moving on. Can't talk about anything else. Other than that, we can talk about that. I had a job interview and it sort of went well. And other than that, we'll see.
And I've got some
leads out to do some voice work. Nothing really dirty, except I do know how to do impressions.
Talk dirty to Bullwinkle. Call 1-900-MOOSEME.
You know, if push comes to shove, that's a job I could
do.
Wow. Looks like you've got mail.
Interspecies erotica.
That's not the right button.
From Alderaan.
Oh, that one.
From Castle Grayskull to the Gates of Mordor. From their lips to your basement. to your underground lair. It's GRD News.
It is.
It is.
It totally is. Because RavenCon is coming up very quickly.
Yes. Have you gotten your schedule yet?
I've seen something about a...
Oh, snap. To-do listified in my brain. Oh.
There's an app for that, too. It's called To-Do List.
Oh,
I've seen that one was mailed to me. I haven't looked at it. I assume everything's fine.
Yes, we do have a show.
Oh, okay, that's good.
We do have a show. And
it's
actually at a decent time.
Oh my God, when is it?
1 o'clock on Saturday, right before Mr. Adventure.
Nice.
Which is at 2.
So you come by, you stay for the show, you stay for the greatness that is Mr. Adventure. We'll see.
River City Roller Girls will be there, too.
There is that, but I was very, very concerned for people who were left in an alley. And
what happened to Crimson Moth?
happened to Crimson Moth? I'm so concerned.
She's okay. We know. She's a superhero.
We'll find out.
What else we got going on?
I'm sorry. The River City Roller Girls will be there?
Yeah.
Nice. Starfest is the week after that in lovely Denver, Colorado. It's a fantastic convention. The good folks at JohnJay.net and Screen Geeks and stuff let us get in there and get some interviews and talk to folks and help out. And it's a fantastic time. We're going to be meeting up with some listeners. I know that Brent's going to be there, and I've forgotten because I don't have this in front of me, and I was supposed to remember it, but I don't. We're going to meet up. We're going to have some dinner or whatever. Maybe go hit the con. Maybe do some dancing. What?
Yeah.
Always good times. Always good times. Try to bring as much coverage of that as we possibly can because that's a damn fine time from the damn fine folks at JohnJay.net. Marina Baccarin.
Yes.
Jonathan Frakes.
Yes.
Mark Shepard. I mean, tons of folks. I'd have to pull up a list. Peter Mayhew. I'm talking to Chewbacca, baby. You know, he's going to be there. Oh, damn it.
I don't have the list in front of me. Don't look at me.
Damn it. Oh, I cannot remember his name.
The person who you were just looking at.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I love him. He was in Reanimator. He's been in. He was Herbert West.
I'm waiting.
Jeffrey. Anyway. Yes. Anyway, I'm very excited about this because this is coming up quickly. We were talking about Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were looking because last year we were able to do a show and we learned that if we do a show and someone says they're going to be there, that's pretty much what they call confirmation. So,
yes, because that's great how that works sometimes.
Yeah. Well, we didn't know that last year.
Cornemic is not currently on
not
the list.
On the
guest
list.
And I was talking
list.
To the his what do you call it, fan
his people?
Manager people, whatever. And he's in Vancouver the week before for a convention, so they're not sure exactly what's going to happen. But there are some big name guests on the list.
So we need to start looking to see who we might want
to
talk to.
We probably won't get Shatner or Nimoy.
We probably won't.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I mean,
I tried to contact them about 3 weeks ago to see if we can get another show set up. They didn't have any contact information at the time.
Okay.
So I'll give it another shot. Hopefully this
So have you seen who some of the possible choices for us to talk
not
to
not lately.
Eye candy for the Flintstress. Number one on my list.
Oh, God.
Holy crap.
Hartley, isn't it?
Justin Buttercup Hartley is going to be at Dragon Con. Right down the time. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it, but
Panties will be dropping at exactly 7 o'clock on...
Wow. I mean, that's my Katie Sackhoff equivalent, essentially, you know, so...
Yeah. He's on her list.
Blonde.
There's a bunch of other people there, too. But, you know, Justin Hurley.
Yeah,
Justin Hurley's going to be
screaming thigh sweats.
So, there's, as I said, there are choices, and apparently we heard the one. So,
so who do I, this is what I have to work on.
So, if she can't flirt with Cornemic again.
I was going to say, if he actually were to come on our show, I don't think I would be able to handle it. I really don't think I would.
But
I don't know.
You would
try. You do the show with me all the time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you know how we always used to joke about doing the hand check when you see where your hands are?
Yeah.
We'll have to check. We'll have to do the hand check occasionally.
No doubt. I don't see the problem.
Hair twirling there.
You're a professional. What's the problem?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I don't know
Finger
what that means.
Finger discount.
Okay, so stuff's going on. Yeah.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Huh.
Hmm.
Greetings, Bell.
Mail?
Greetings, Bell and others.
Shiny, how you doing?
I've been listening to this weekly for a while now and thought I would write. I feel your pain, Mr. Flynn, about your unemployment, the job market, and finding a job that you want. And
I'm down with job.
You're searching. Yeah, you know me. Ends quickly. If this reaches you late and you are now employed, congratulations. I wish I could say that. No. There's something out there by the end of the week. I should know something about something, and I don't want to jinx it. Moving on. I had to get used to the withdrawal of not having a daily show, and it took a couple of months, but getting a full-time job to solve that problem. My luck changed after my last communication to geekradiodaily.com. Ah, the bell. Anyway, I have a job that gives me about 60 minutes every day commuting, so I throw this weekly into the mix with a selection of audio from Brand Gamlin, Philippa Ballantyne, Nobilis, Merle Lafferty, J. Daniel Sawyer, George
quality,
Robb.
Quality, quality, quality.
Of course, the pivot machine known as Scott Sigler, which makes for an interesting drive when iTunes is on shuffle. God, could you? Yeah.
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 Oh, my God.
Also, I hope to see all of you at Balticon and our Sigler Fest. If Paul Fisher will have me again as the sound guy at Balticon in the new media room, I will probably see you more than once. It will be commuting once again to and from the con topless if it does not rain. I look forward to more Sweeklies every 7 days or so. Thank you for your continuing podcast. Until Voyagers is remade back into a weekly series, make sure the light is green and make mine GRD Sweekly. Take care. That's from Rob. Aw.
I figured out who it was from.
I would like to see Voyagers
Dude,
come back.
Yes.
Yeah. That was a nice way of introducing history in a very subtle way.
Well, sure. So it was subtle. It was a more adventure-packed Doctor Who with a faulty time machine.
Yeah.
So it was the Tom Baker era. Okay. Dear everybody, Utilikilts for everyone. Love, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
There you go. Woo-hoo. Sam decided to stop by and share some things with us. But hey, we have voicemails.
Hey, guys.
Wow.
Apparently it is.
What happened there?
Take two.
He forgot.
No, the whole thing just...
Indigo calling in. I saw two movies this week.
Okay.
Again, one of which was pretty lame, and that was Sucker Punch. The other which was Limitless, which I really enjoyed, and I can see why people didn't like it. To me, it felt very busy, but I liked all of the concepts it had. I just thought there wasn't enough time. I really kind of wish it was a TV series. I mean, I think this concept of being super intelligent, but it being countered by drugs and having this shadowy kind of organization, maybe.
Sherlock Holmes.
It felt like there was a lot more that could have been mined out of the concept in a TV series that would have been really good and probably canceled if done right. Anyway, I just wanted to share my two cents. I think if you like Bradley Cooper or if the concept even sounds slightly intriguing, it's definitely a movie worth a watch. I'd give it 7 pants, probably. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, oh, weird, crazy call guy. Yeah. Didn't see Limitless.
I've been wanting to see that one. Also because I really like Bradley Cooper. This is all about guys that I think are hot today.
Apparently.
But but I thought the concept of the movie looked pretty cool, too. So there.
Excellent. So there we go.
Hey, GRD. It's Lizard. You guys were talking about phones last time, and actually one of my friends in one of my classes actually has a Motorola Droid R2-D2. Literally, it is... The back case looks exactly like R2-D2. When you turn it on, it makes his little beeps. And,
bloop, bloop, bloop.
Probably one of the coolest phones I think I've seen in a while. I think you can only order it online, but it's definitely worth taking a look at. And I posted it to the Facebook page. One other thing. Bruce.
Yo.
You were talking about on Fit Club last week that you should wake up early in the morning and go work out before you eat?
Yes.
Isn't that somewhat dangerous? Because I've heard a lot of times if you're supposed to eat beforehand so that your body has that immediate fuel, and without it, you could risk fainting. Is there a good way to avoid this, or is that just sort of a myth? I guess I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
It's not really a myth. However, the intensity of what your workout would have to be versus your typical diet, you'd actually be naturally low on glucose anyway to deal with passing out. Also, if you are that's pretty much the only reason. It would be the glucose. It would be the only reason if your glucose was generally low due to diabetes or just malnutrition. That would be the only time you have to worry about that. Otherwise, get your workout in and then go have your breakfast. I'm not saying skip breakfast. I'm saying put it off for an hour while you get your workout in.
Yeah, and don't do sit-ups in hell because you might pass out then too, if only you're so lucky.
Hey, guys, so... This is the doctor, and I was just listening to the Stellicon Rainbow Batman episode.
It was a good show.
And I had to stop about 20 minutes away from the end because I just got hit by an awesome what if, hearing you guys talking about Wonder Woman. What if on the island of Themyscira, homosexuality was the standard and to... be heterosexual was looked on with the same prejudice that homosexuality is in our culture today. I think that would just be a really, really brilliant insight as to what it would be like if you were the one who was hated against and all that. Just wanted to chime in with that and get your thoughts on it. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Well, I think first and foremost, that sounds like an excuse for you to get a lesbian Wonder Woman bondage panel. But I think you disguised it well. I mean, kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos, because that sounded scientific. And, no, that's on the panel, it was brought up, it's not every character, but we had to talk about other characters' sexuality somewhat. And the concept that Wonder Woman on the island of never is just just preposterous,
right? But on the other hand, you know, a fully functioning society where homosexuality is the norm discounts the other driving factor for sex in procreation. And I'm not saying, you know, I mean, I'm fully supportive of all
of
kinds
sex for
of
pleasure?
People.
Yeah.
Go sex, woo, wow! But But I mean,
mind you, Justin Hartley's picture's on the screen.
Yep, right there.
I'll be in my bunk. But no, I just it's not. But it's going to be momentarily. But lost my train of thought. Thank you, Bruce.
You're welcome.
Is he shirtless in that one?
Maybe. Yeah. But what were we talking about?
Okay.
We were talking about
to your Wonder
Woman. I was making a damn fine point.
Wonder Woman.
Procreation. Thank you. All
okay.
Right.
There are actually societies, in every society, I actually took sociology classes as well. In every society, heterosexuality is tolerated at least to some extent. And I said heterosexuality.
You did say that.
Yes. Just I don't want to say I was missaying anything.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
Heterosexuality is in some societies, there are certain societies in African continent that heterosexuality is not the norm. It is only used for procreation. Pleasurable intercourse is referred to as generally of the homosexual nature.
Sounds gay.
No, there's girls there.
Girls can be gay.
So if you'd like to talk sociology with us here at geekradiodaily.com, by all means, please do. Drop a note to podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinch, all at geekradiodaily.com, or send that voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
Where's it got to go?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
She said procreation.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
You don't look good. I don't? Well, you look better.
Okay.
I can't compete with you.
And
physically.
Now you'll be in your bunk.
You're not strong. You're silky boy.
Don't overlook my butt. I work out all the time. And reaping burns a lot of calories.
Tons.
All right, it's the GRD Fit Club. It's all the geek without the weight.
Zinger.
A lot of times when I'm at work, I get a lot of people come up to me and they ask me, how can I reach my goals?
And what started the fire?
I have no
and
idea.
What are you doing here?
Not me. It was not me.
It was always
I
turning.
Have an alibi.
And who the hell are you?
A lot of people during my classes actually ask me, I ask them what their goals are, and I say, well, I want to lose weight, or I want to tone my muscles, or sometimes they don't even really know what their goals are. According to the Association of
be
Sports
less ugly. That's everybody's goal. Everybody's goal is to be less ugly.
I want to look more awesome.
No, seriously, if you think about it, if it's weight loss.
Exactly, what pose does he have?
Everybody wants to be less ugly. That's all I'm saying. Everyone thinks they're ugly and wants to be less ugly. Everybody can agree to that.
Yeah, it makes total sense to me. I don't see the problem.
Keep going.
According to the Association of Sports Psychologists, people are most successful at achieving their fitness goals when they follow a few guidelines. Yes, and if you were not paying attention, if you don't have the vidcast of this, the Flintstress was actually showing Billy Flynn the picture of Justin Hartley topless. All right.
It's shirtless when it's boys.
See, I don't think that's true. I think it is topless no matter what. Because
topless,
otherwise you are making a
whatever.
Distinction. You are making a distinction that, hey, here's one that, yes, is quote-unquote obscene, and here's one that's not. And I don't think that's cool. So everyone is topless because we all wear tops.
And that's what I'm going for. Everybody should be topless.
There
all right.
you go.
The goals. First, your goal should be exact and measurable. If you want to lose a little bit of weight,
yes.
that doesn't tell you anything.
No.
If I want to tone my muscles, that doesn't tell you anything.
Negative.
You want to lose 15 pounds, okay?
Yes.
Second, you should have a timetable in mind. I want to lose 15 pounds in, let's say, 2 months. That's my timetable. I have an exact timetable of when I want to lose 15 pounds, okay? You should also have intermediate
goals.
15
pounds, little man. Sorry.
You should have intermediate goals between now and your final goal. Say, all right, in, let's say, in 3 weeks, I want to be down 5 pounds.
Wow.
Okay. Right. And another 3 weeks, I'll only be done another 5 pounds. So in 2 months' time, I can be down by 15 pounds.
True.
Also, you got to measure your progress along the way. Once a week, check your weight. Once a week, tape your arms if you're looking to lose certain inches. Things to, you know, whatever. What are you laughing
I thought
at?
You were going to start singing. Once a week, check your weight. Once a week, tape your weight.
You did have a certain cadence to
you
that.
Had a
oh, that's fine.
There.
I'm a cadence kind of guy. Finally, have a reward set aside for you that when you are successful, you have something to show for it more than just your goal. If you want to, I know Sam is currently on a weight loss goal right now. He's going to hit a goal. He's going to buy himself a utility kilt.
If it's the power of Grayskull.
Okay.
He would be very happy is all I'm saying.
Yes. If it happens to be a tangible substance, such as you want to buy a new TV, new stereo, whatever it happens is, hey, get yourself something that you wouldn't normally do for yourself as a success, as a reward for being successful with your goals.
Okay.
All right?
I can do that.
So, again, have your goal be exact and measurable. Have a timetable in mind. Set intermediate goals between now and your final goal. Measure your progress along the way and reward yourself when you are successful.
Exactly. And come keep track of it over at the forums at geekradiodaily.com, where there's an entire Fit Club section right there for you to do that very, very, very thing. It's cool. It's fun. I promise you.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to talk all about, all of us winning the lottery. Because
yeah.
We did. This is the last show we'll ever do. It's coming back.
In 2005, the Crackune and the Bloggers were banned by a web administrator for spam they didn't send. These men promptly created their own website in the cyberspace underground. Today, still wanting a place to discuss their fandom, they survive as bloggers of sci-fi. If you have a favorite show or movie, if no one else can understand you, and if you can type J-O-N-J-A on your keyboard, maybe you can find Jonja.net. At Jonja.net, you can find discussions and reviews in sci-fi, fantasy, horror, and everything in between, as well as exclusive interviews with some of your favorite celebrities and filmmakers. Join our forums now and subscribe to the Jonja.net podcast. Everything is free. And everything is fun. We'll see you online at Jonja.net.
Hi, this is Corin Nimick from Parker Lewis Can't Lose, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Muffy St. John invited some friends to her parents' secluded island home for the weekend. When somebody starts trimming the guest list, what was a harmless April Fool's Day prank becomes a bloody battle for survival.
Join eight privileged guests who are just dying to have fun. It's scary.
Something wrong?
Who did?
April Fool's Day. Get ready to party. Till you drop.
Goodbye.
Bye, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Never gonna make you cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt you.
Mwah. Good night, everybody.
And welcome back.
You just got Rickrolled, bitches.
Okay, seriously? That's done. That can't be your April Fool's joke. It can't. If you've just heard about this and you thought that was funny, I'm sorry, but you've missed the curve, and we've got to find you something different.
Find a new curve.
Yeah, lots of good jokes have been done on April Fool's.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know why. One day everyone said, hey, let's all be fools, and they said, hey, it's April. It said, let's be April Fool's.
Not quite.
That was it.
No, that wasn't.
Okay. How did it happen in Mr.
Okay.
Science?
Okay, well, originally the first ever recorded tale of April Fool's Day joke was in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales back in 1392.
Good God.
Yes.
Well, that's old fashioned.
1392, Chaucer.
It was in the
Chaucer
nuns.
Wrote about April Fool's. Yeah, that's how you remember that.
All right, good job. You broke the punch for us again. All right. It was actually in the story called The Nun's Priest Tale.
Just go ahead.
Okay. just turn her night down.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's fine.
It was supposedly the 32 days after March, which was May 2nd, the anniversary of the engagement between Richard II of England and of Anne Boleyn.
Okay.
Which took place in 1831. But
it was
missed
for sure, though, because like there's this, and then there's also like there's a thing about. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm talking into the microphone. There's also about how they moved the New Year from April 1st this time frame to the January 1st time frame. And you still celebrated in April. You're a fool. I mean, there's no like one official origin.
Yes.
There's origins floating around all over the place.
Yes, there is. But unfortunately, this like I said, this is the first. Recorded April Fool's.
Sort of, depending. You have to do math.
Yeah, you really do.
Oh, math.
It's cup math. Sorry.
Good. All right. What are you drinking?
Wow.
What are you drinking? Right. Seriously. Lay off the crack. Crack is whack.
I don't know. I'm just feeling a little hyper.
Apparently. That's right.
Yes. Pictures of Justin Hartley again.
That's what I'm saying. Which made you speechless there,
Thank you for reminding me to go back to that tab.
You are very welcome, dear. All right. April Fool's Day, it's celebrated all throughout the Western world. In countries such as the UK, April Fool's Day's jokes are taken up until noon. You can tell a joke up until noon.
Certain places, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. United States, you know, France, Canada. You can do a practical joke pretty much all day long.
Yeah,
and it's and there's been some
people like to be jerks about it.
There's been some famous
ones. It's
best
to get people right at the beginning of the day because they don't remember.
Because they don't remember it's April Fool's Day. All right, yeah. Let's go ahead. I've got some well-known pranks.
Go for it.
Okay, such as
the Taco Liberty Bell.
The Taco Liberty Bell was a good one.
1996, Taco Bell took out a full-page advertisement in the New York Times announcing that they have purchased the Liberty Bell to reduce the country's debt and renamed it the Taco Liberty Bell. When asked about it, the White House Press Secretary Mike McMurray replied tongue-in-cheek that the Lincoln Memorial had also been sold and would forthwith be named the Lincoln Mercury Memorial.
See? See, that's just awesome. That's just funny stuff.
Exactly. The Left-Handed Whoppers of 1998. Yeah. Burger King actually... And people were actually complaining and wanted the left-handed burgers and then the old-fashioned right-handed burgers.
Yep, I want both. I want one of each. I want one for each hand. This is what has been missing all this time, is proper utilization of my other extremity.
Yes, exactly. Well, for those of us who are left-handed, we want the proper left-handed burger.
Okay.
So it drips the right way.
The left way, don't you?
There's a lot of them from the BBC as well. I mean, you know, not to just kind of go through a list, but there's, you know, there's quite a few. I guess, you know, the Brits are sort of known for this tongue-in-cheek, you know, funny out there comedy. So the, you know, there's lots of, you know, programs that weren't really real, or, you know, there's kind of, you know, TV and all
the documentary about the spaghetti trees.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, that's a good one.
The BBC reported in 1980 that the Big Ben would go digital.
See, which would be great. Flashing 12.
Yeah, exactly. It's not your VCR, man.
Exactly. Come on. That's the kind of hip, relevant humor you find right here, baby.
Exactly. Press and hold the power button, and then.
Yes. The cell phone ban in New Zealand.
New Zealand?
New Zealand. Sorry.
I've always wanted to go to New Zealand this time of year.
The Zinglanders.
How about Zinglander?
No, I don't know. I couldn't really get behind some of their overly puritanical ways.
A radio station, the Morning Madhouse, enlisted the help of the Prime Minister of New Zealand to inform the entire country that cell phones were being banned in New Zealand.
That's beyond a joke. That's the official guy saying something.
Yes.
That's creepy.
Oh, President Obama's done the same thing.
Well.
He has done the same thing. He has actually...
He outlawed cell phones and...
No, but he pulled the funding for NASCAR.
In Zingland?
Yeah, I remember that one.
During the auto industry bailout...
I do remember that.
He actually pulled funding for NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, and you start to also, like, companies will do them, and then you start to, you know, that Google's always going to do something for April Fool's.
Yes,
they do something pretty good every single year. They've done different, like, fake Google, different things that you can do. Oh, I wonder how many, like, fake apps will possibly be this
Quite
year
a few,
for 2011.
You know, that was always the problem with The Daily Show is for an April 1st show. Oh, my God. The triple verifications you have to try to find on a story because there's going to be so many fake news stories.
Exactly.
And people will just pick up on and run.
We always had to check those anyway. Normally throughout the week. You know, it's like, all right. But that the day before when we're getting news stories... Oh, my God. That was a pain.
If it sounds too good to be true, you know, wait a couple of days
and then
share it with somebody
April
else.
1st, you know, Rock Band announced they were going to have So Alive as free, you know, free content to download. And I'm like, oh, no, you bastards. No, you're not. No, they're serious. Oh, my God. This is a real story.
So, you can take it as an opportunity to sort of go a different direction and just do something fun on April Fool's without having it to be a prank.
Because, you know, your radio station, probably you've got one cheesy radio station that's going to do the cheesy
We're changing our formats.
Personal pranks. Sorry.
Well, one of the best ones that I spearheaded that campaign was I got like everybody's cell phone and I like recorded different ringers from everyone's phones. And then the day April Fool's Day, just randomly throughout the day, when songs were playing, I had a Dropbox full of different cell phone rings and we would just play a phone ringing for a little bit.
And people would call in to think.
And people would call like, "What? No, we don't know anything about that. What are you hearing about?" And blah blah blah. But if you were driving in your car,
you'd start reaching for your cell phone.
You'd start reaching for your phone because there was a phone ringing.
That is a pretty good one. So that was one that you personally had something to do with the radio station.
Didn't think. Apparently, the year before they had done this thing to tell everyone they were going to be cleaning out phone lines, so you had to take your phone off the hook at a specific time of day because they were going to be sending cleaner through the lines.
That's kind of a good one, Bruce. Did you ever get anybody good with a April Fool's Day joke?
No, I don't think I have. I'm not usually big on playing pranks, and if I have. I don't remember it. I'm not a, my Swiss cheese memory. I don't really remember a whole heck of a lot. So,
the absolute worst thing to prank with, the worst item I think to prank with of all time is glitter.
Because that shame never ends.
Because glitter lasts forever. Glitter covered cockroaches will be walking around after the apocalypse. There is no getting rid of glitter. Classics are like, you put it in like the air vents.
That's
when they
why
turn
strippers
on the air conditioner.
Usually wear glitter just so the husbands get busted when they go home.
It's not for the shine factor, for the bling bling.
No, that's not what it is.
Putting glitter all over the place is definitely a
putting
good one.
Glitter.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, as far as pranking somebody, putting it in the
Thought you said pudding. Sorry,
in, like, the air vent, and then you turn the air up all the way, and the glitter hits them right in the face.
I've seen them do that with cornmeal.
Ah,
cornmeal, because I worked at a pizza shop for the longest time.
Mythbusters also did some prank, like busting, like something about like cans of shaving cream, and they're under so much pressure if you were to be able to like freeze them and then or whatever, and they popped, and you could fill up the whole car with shaving cream. You heard it. So, but that one was busted.
I think I remember that.
That one was definitely busted. So, I mean, you want to make sure you check it out. I've just done little stuff with like taking every post-it note and sticking it on something. Office pranks are always good. I've never put anybody's stapler in Jell-O, but I've always wanted to.
For the several thousand of you that listen to this, thank you so much. And for all of your offices, here's what you do. Because we all have the copier at work somewhere.
Yes.
You've got the copier.
Yes.
So what you do is you put a paper clip on one piece of paper and make a copy of that. And then you make, like, I don't know, 50, however many copies you want to make. So but put those papers with, like, this thing of a paper clip into the tray. So all day long, people are printing stuff.
With the paper clip on
it. Or copying stuff, and it's got a paper clip on it, and they can't see where in their paper.
That's awesome. So just make blank pages with just a paper clip on it. Them in there, and everyone will
Like it's clipped to the top, so it looks like one of their pages somewhere that they did somewhere.
Had a paper clip on it,
and they'll be searching the whole time for it.
That'd be a good one. Or do it every 4 or 5 pages. Throw one.
Oh, even better. Yeah, you could feed them through. Just like shuffle them.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That'd be a good one. Yeah. Because it's subtle, and no one would ever be able to trace it back to you.
Exactly. It's very subtle. Those are the ones that work really well.
You'd have to hang around by the copy machine in order to get any kind of gratification of this whole, like, what's happening?
As long as you've got a good view. If you've got a view of the copy machine, if you can see someone start to do the crazy jazz hands.
Mm-hmm.
Those are good.
I wonder how long it would take somebody to figure that out.
Well, it depends. It just really depends. Because now it's become more and more practical. But once upon a time, one of the greatest ones ever was to replace somebody's wallpaper with a picture of a blue screen of death. So they come in, walk in, turn their monitor on, and they just have a blue screen of death. And that used to be a fantastic little office prank.
But now everybody has passwords on everything, and it's hard. If you could get into their computer, you could do that. You'd have to hide their icons and do the blue screen of death as a background.
Exactly.
That would be pretty fun. That's a good one.
We were talking about at the gym playing a practical joke of during our cardio cinema, changing the language of the movie to Spanish or French.
Just randomly in the middle of it somehow.
Yeah. Or at the beginning of the movie, just change it. And then every once in a while, just restart the film. Because we're playing Romeo and Juliet.
You should just throw the movie on, but have it set to randomly do
We can't do that.
Really?
Unfortunately.
It doesn't have a random?
It doesn't have a random.
Interesting.
Yeah, this Blu-ray player is not the greatest in the world.
Oh, well, it's a Blu-ray player.
But yeah, just played on random, or we're just gonna randomly restart the film.
Not bad, not bad. If again, office stuff, because most of the jokes I've been able to do is office stuff. If you work in an office where people have a phone at their desk, if you can come in a little early and swap those lines that go run to the phones. Mm-hmm. Just this one to this one and this one to this one.
That's a little bit of work, but you can do
it. It's a little bit of work, but it's a pretty good payoff because all day long they're going to be getting calls from the wrong people. Now, however many lines you decide to switch is up to you. I'm just saying this is one that can be done because this can be undone pretty easily as well.
Yes.
And when you do a prank at work, you need it to be able to be undone. As quick as it is.
It's got to be good. It has to have an impact.
Yes.
It has to make you look like a rock star.
And
it has to
not
be something
get yourself fired.
Undone. Right, exactly.
That's one of the glitter-free pranks, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't do that.
We would be remiss. What's the best prank you've ever heard of or seen?
See, I know it's quick and it's easy and it's dumb and it's dirty, but I still have to give mad props to my mom, who once got my brother and I up because we were running late for school to get us all ready to go to school.
Uh-huh.
To tell us April Fool's Day because it was Saturday.
That's a good one.
That sucks. You know, it sucked at the time.
Oh, yeah, that's not funny.
But if you think about it, that's brilliant. I'd love to see that again. Exactly. I'd love to see that.
Not enough parents prank their kids.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's going to be on a Friday, so that's not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
So, but next year, tuck it away next year.
I'm a little bit gullible, so I am more likely to fall for a prank than to pull off a prank on somebody else. So we'll see how it goes. But I have a tendency to forget that it's the day and believe, you know. So I've been pranked more often than
I am pretty prank free. I mean, I it's not a challenge. I generally realize
PrankTheBruce.com.
I generally realize that it's April Fool's Day, and I just kind of walk a little more cautiously, check a look at things just a little bit more than I usually do.
That's a good plan.
Yeah. I think one of the best pranks I ever saw was the South Park episode.
Nice. Yes.
Oh, I was so angry.
Terrence and Phillips episode, Not Without My Anus. Oh my God, they got crap for that for years.
Still brilliant. You know, we're still talking
about it.
Everyone
was all tuned in, waiting to hear who Cartman's dad was.
Why is it the 1979 Denver Broncos?
But first, yeah, that was definitely a good one.
That was my favorite prank because I realized what was going on. I was like, oh crap, it's April 1st.
It took me a while. I was like, wait a minute, this is only going to be like 5 minutes and we're still going to get back to the episode. It took me a while to realize, nope, we're not getting that episode at all.
We're not going back. We're not. And every minute that goes by, it's like you can't turn it because they might just cut back to it.
Exactly.
Right. Nope. Nothing.
You got to watch
nothing.
It.
You got to wait 3 more weeks. They actually parodied that in season 13 of South Park with an episode called Eat, Pray, Queef.
I do remember that. Uh-huh. I do remember that. I do like pulling pranks. I think they're fantastic. I just think you've got to do, you know, especially in a school setting. When I was a kid, the problem was, and I'm sure still to this day, is that kids just do something stupid and yell out April Fool's
April
Day.
April Fool. Right. No, it's
I
not
I punch
stupid.
You in the face. April Fool's.
That's what, no. What?
Yeah, that's not an April Fool's Day joke. What qualifies as a good April Fool's Day joke? What is an April Fool's Day joke
well,
need to be?
Well, here's the thing, though. It has to have some kind of pre-planning. And,
yes.
But,
yes. Yes.
But if it's too much, then it's kind of stupid. Like if you spent 5 hours, I don't know, aluminum foiling every item in somebody's... Well, unless you had a bunch of people help you do it, then I think maybe it would be okay.
I don't know.
You can go too far.
You could definitely go too far. If somebody's going to get hurt or something's going
right.
to get damaged
right.
that's, you know...
Valuable.
Then the joke's gone too far. If there's some sense of danger, sense of comedy in it, then it's okay.
Okay. I like the jokes that, especially for April Fool's Day, because people are going to be expecting something.
Yes.
So it kind of has to be sort of not, it's a bit of misdirection. It's not where you think it's coming from. It's somewhere else that makes it work, which takes even more preparation.
I definitely one time gave them a quiz. Like a pop quiz, and made them take the whole quiz before I then took them and ripped them up and went April Fool's. Ha, ha, ha. And that was a good one. They were all like, oh, man, it's burning.
Well, after the 5 seconds of,
nobody died. Nobody died from
silence.
A pop quiz. And yeah. I was like anti-pop quiz. That's just mean.
Now, Penn and Teller are your best friends if you want to do some pranks. They've got several books out there to tell you how to do pranks, and April Fool's Day is probably one of the best times to do it. My Cruel Tricks for Dear Friends videotape, back in the day, I used to use a lot of on April Fool's Day, and some of the stuff from their, you know, How to Play With Your Food book was really cool. They had fake fortunes from fortune cookies.
Ah.
So the deal was... You would bring somebody, you'd be having lunch, obviously, at a Chinese place. And the conversation you have to get around to, you know, whatever it was that you had in the palm of your hand, whatever your fortune was, they had several different types for you. But if you really wanted to go hardcore and crazy, you would have to tell the story about, like, it's urban legend thing of this woman who went crazy, hair changed, blah, 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 and all they found written on her wall was... was silly non-believer monkey man will make you believe was written on the wall.
Okay.
And you would all have to laugh about this, or you'd have to find someone that believed in it just a little bit and made fun of them for it, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you do your thing with the fortune cookies, and no matter which one you did, you would just crumple it, mm-hmm. and you would have the thing in your hand already. Yeah. And that's the one you'd pull out, and, you know, you would sit there and read it. Fantastic stuff, because people don't expect that. They don't see that.
They don't expect
coming.
You to invest and put in the time to set up a joke.
They don't think that you'll actually take the time to learn how to poke your eye out with a fork the correct way, which I'm not going to describe on the show, so you can't sue me. So don't try it. Look it up and practice safely.
Yes. Don't try this at home. Go to a neighbor's house.
Yeah, please. Please, by all means.
Boo.
We want those to happen.
No, but we'd love to hear about your personal prank experiences. You know, you can post them in the forums at geekradiodaily.com. And enjoy yourself. Get somebody. If you get somebody really good, you know, 2011, April 1st.
Let us know.
Take pictures, video.
And video is always good.
Yeah. YouTube.
That's just an April Fool's thing. There's no such place as YouTube. Bad. Thanks for dropping by for GRD's Weekly, episode 114. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Take a breath. Make sure you drop by the Facebook page, Twitter, and all those fun places. And drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Or send a voicemail to
206-3-FUN-HECK.
I'm sorry, where was that?
206-3-FUN-HECK.
One more time, because they're edging.
206-3-FUN-HECK.
See you next time.
Good night, suckers.
I can't tell if this is boring or awesome.
Hurry up and come. I need the boot.
How did you morons even get in here? They've got electronic locks on all the doors.
Let's just say that the curtain has come down on yet another miserable performance.
Too bad you're crazy. Too bad you're loony as hell. So long, it could have been swell together. You're too weird for words. How did you get so strange? You were such a beautiful kid. Now you are so deranged. Was it Mom and Daddy? Something I did?
Too bad you're no gold.
Too bad.
You should be locked in a cell.
How sad, you're great, but hey, what the hell, you're crazy.